Support for podcasting on KBIA comes from Boone County National Bank. We know you're in a hurry. That's why we have 16 banks and 23 ATMs all over town. No matter where you are, you'll find a Boone County National Bank to serve all your financial needs. Plus, with online banking, you don't even have to leave home to manage your money. The most convenient bank in town and a friendly smile, too. That's Boone County National Bank. Member FDIC. Visit us in person or online at boonebank.com today.
Good morning and welcome to Radio Friends. This is Wednesday, May the 23rd, and we're talking about some good stuff coming up with the Missouri Symphony Society. Hot summer nights. Kirk Trevor, good to have you here, Kirk.
Thank you, Paul.
This is really a big season you have, and a lot of concerts.
It's a wonderful season. I'm very excited about it. We, you know, have come back from not having a season 2 years ago, and this season we're going to have 23 concerts.
23 concerts?
23 concerts in 6 weeks.
Now, they're not all at the Missouri Theater.
Not all of them, but 14 of them are at the Missouri Theater. We're going to be doing 14 at the Missouri Theater and 8 in within the state, and some community concerts for our senior citizens and some program for young people at the library. And
are all of the concerts you're doing, are they all different concerts, or are you repeating some of them as you go out?
They're all different concerts.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That's a lot of work, and that's
nice
a lot of rehearsal.
That's a lot of rehearsal, right.
Okay, so here we are on May 23rd, Wednesday. When do you open?
We open with a free concert at Stevens Lake Amphitheater, which is the first time we played there, and we're very excited to be there. And that's a public pops concert called Strike Up the Band, and that's in preparation for our real big opening, which is on June the 9th, and that's in 2 weeks and 3 days, not long to go.
And that will be at the Missouri Theater.
That's at the Missouri Theater, and that's called By George, and it's a complete evening of George Gershwin, including the Rhapsody in Blue with Peter Miyamoto.
Oh, my favorite
Rhapsody
piece
in Blue
music.
And Porgy and Bess.
Okay, so that is June the
9th. Saturday the 9th at 7:30 at the Missouri Theater. That's our grand opening.
Okay. And then you have something on the 10th, too, right?
On the 10th, my friend Paul Pepper is going to join me, and he's going to be narrating and hosting our family series this year. And
So what am I going to do with narrating and hosting?
Well, you see, I've done a lot of the hosting myself. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I've been listening to you for so many years, and you always had James as your kind of erstwhile sidekick there. Yeah. You could always talk with him. And I never had any
sidekick. Oh, so I'm going to be your sidekick on
this. You're going to be my sidekick and co-host.
You know, when he asked me to do this, it sounded intriguing and it sounded like fun, but I still didn't know what I was going to do. And I said, yeah, okay, I'll do it with you.
You're going to be great. You've done it before. You're going to narrate Peter and the Wolf for us. And on the first concert, we're going to be talking about composing and the instruments of the orchestra with a very young 16-year-old composer.
So that's on June the 10th.
That's on the 10th. And then on the 16th, we open with our classical program, which is the Saint-Saëns Organ Symphony. We're going to use a great organ there in the Missouri Theater. Oh. Most people haven't heard that organ, and it's really fantastic.
The organ that's at the Missouri Theater?
The organ that's actually at the Missouri Theater, which kind of sits hidden over there on the right-hand side. And we're going to use
stage?
In the audience. It's downstage of the audience. It's kind of off of the stage on the far right-hand side. Most people don't even notice that it's there.
I didn't know it was there.
Yeah.
Is it used very often?
It's not. Well, it used to be used, of course, with the silent movies all the time.
So that's the original organ.
That's the original organ. And it's fantastic. So we're going to use it for the organ symphony, and we're going to play Smetana's Moldau, and we're going to have a beautiful concerto with two of our orchestra members.
Okay.
And then on the 23rd, which is the Saturday, that's a very important concert for us because we're welcoming back one of the great tribute bands of all time, Classical Mystery Tour, who are the Beatles tribute band. Mm-hmm. And they were here 10 years ago, and they rocked the place. And it's a very special year for Beatles lovers because it's the 50th anniversary of the first Beatles performance. And so
50 years.
Yeah, 50 years.
That's hard to believe.
I know. And I can remember them on Opportunity Knocks in England when I was just a 10-year-old or 11-year-old. And that was their first year together back in 1962. And time flies, doesn't it?
It does.
And of course, the great thing about the Beatles is they withstood the test of time, and we think it was going to be a fantastic concert. The tribute band, they dress like the Beatles, they sound like the Beatles, they look like the Beatles. It is really a great evening, and they go through all of the period from the early days with the Beatles haircut through Sergeant Pepper's Lonely Heart Club.
And you know, 100 years from now, that music will still be popular, just like the classical music is now. In fact, it will be classical.
It will be, you know, the classical music of today probably was the popular music of 200 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, the stuff that we hear.
So that is on the 23rd, then the 24th.
On the 24th, you're back with me again, and this time you're going to do your narrating part, not your sidekicking part.
Okay, I'm not going to be your sidekick on the 23rd.
You're going to work.
Peter and the Wolf.
Peter and the Wolf. Which is, you know, the most beloved program, of course, in children's family concert history. And you're going to tell the story.
I think I did that with you, two or three years ago, or 4 years ago?
Oh, longer than that.
Sorry,
time flies, doesn't it, when you're having fun. Yeah, it's been a few years since you did it. But I know that you haven't forgotten it. So.
Okay. So that'll be the 23rd. So you really, 24th. June the 24th. Sunday,
yeah.
June 24th, and that'll be at the Missouri Theater.
Yeah. And then we have Monday night concerts, which are at Broadway Christian Church, which are chamber music recitals where all of the musicians in New York, you know, our orchestra comes from all over the world, and they come and live in Columbia, make Columbia their home for the 6 weeks of the summer. And many of them have been coming for 10, 15 years, and they really feel like Columbia is their home away from home. And so we have this recital series where they all get together and they play together. And this year we're going to be doing that at Broadway Christian Church rather than at the theater, just to kind of expand our boundaries a little and get out of downtown.
It really is amazing how many performances you're going to be doing. So you're going to be working your...
Well, I put it another way. The quality of our musicians is so great that we're able to put on a great concert with just 2 days or 1 day of rehearsal. I mean, our musicians are so good that we just need two or three rehearsals and then we can put on a concert. And I think that speaks to the quality of the musicians who play in the Missouri Symphony. You know, they come from Estonia and Russia and Los Angeles and Texas and Arkansas and New York.
Well, you know, I was so impressed for the Christmas concert because when I came down to rehearse my...
Oh, that's right. You did
the reading the night before Christmas.
The night before Christmas.
And I was sitting in the audience watching for about an hour before I had to do my part to rehearse. And watching this group of people rehearsing. And you would say, no, let's change this. Let's put this note here and make a little notation. And they picked it up flawlessly. Flawlessly.
Yeah.
I was impressed.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, I mean, I think that, our musicians have been together. They know each other. It's like a great team.
Yeah, it's a well-oiled machine.
It's a well-oiled machine.
So if people want more information about the Hot Summer Nights, what can they do or buy tickets?
They can call the Missouri Symphony box office number, which is 875-0600.
Okay.
Or they can go to MoTheater, with an R-E at the end, .org.
Okay.
And that's where the information
And all
will be.
The information for the whole summer will be there.
And they should look out for a ticket brochure, which will have just come out. It'll be out a couple of weeks, but they should look out for a bright colored ticket brochure.
Okay. Kirk Trevor, thank you so much for coming by. I look forward to working with you this summer. Our program, let's see. Tomorrow, the League of Women Voters and Central Missouri Dietetic Association is on our program, directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio, Pat Akers, KBIA. Our floor director is Danny Madison, and our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. And to listen to this program again or watch it, go to kbia.org, click on talk shows, click on Radio Friends, sign up for a podcast or a vodcast for free. Bye-bye.